This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Did you get anything during Amazon Prime Day or Prime Days or whatever the hell it is now?
Is it still going on? Today's the last day of it, I think? Or is it done?
I don't know.
I didn't, and I wanted to look, but somebody doesn't do a whole lot of online shopping. Yep. I usually do it around Christmas. There's some things I get, but typically I don't. I am curious if I'm completely missing out on Amazon, but the way that I see people shopping on Amazon is not how I would shop. Like, generally speaking, maybe it's just the women folk that I realize this with. And yes, I'm painting with a broad brush. No pun intended with broad brush. That 60% of what they buy goes back. Like, they have to send it back. Dude. And maybe that's a low percentage. Maybe it's way higher than that. And that's not how I'm rigged. Like, I'm buying something, I'm pretty committed to it unless there's a real, real problem with it.
Yeah, I'm getting really good at Amazon returns at Whole Foods. Like, I can walk up to the automatic kiosk and just bang, bang, bang and get the hell out.
That's pretty great.
I'm getting really good at bang, bang, bang.
Like, bang.
Punching. Like, you're
on a golf course,
golfer.
Just beating the hell out of somebody who had it coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I really, really pretty good at the automated Amazon return.
What I need to do is keep a pad of paper nearby. And when I realize there's something I need, write it on a pad of paper. And then when the time of year comes, when you have Prime Days or whatever, refer to said paper. And then make your purchase.
You know, they have an app on your phone that you can take notes.
Look at that.
So you don't need the pad. That way you can have it with you at all times.
What's the app called?
Notes.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. They've called it Notes.
Look, it's called Notes.
Yeah, it's called Notes. You don't have to be a genius to figure out what you do with it. Kang, I bet Amazon Prime Day in your household, or Prime Days, or Prime Week, or whatever the hell it is. I bet you get a lot of unexplained boxes showing up at your doorstep.
Right now, my wife is like Barry Bonds on steroids. Like, yeah. This is prime, her prime, all right? Yep. I mean, we have boxes showing up. She has no clue what they are. she's the one who bought and ordered them, and she's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what this is. I don't know what that is. Did I order this? I don't think we got chocolate from New York yesterday. She swears she didn't order it.
Mm, right.
Yeah. No, I am just shipping and receiving at this point at my house. I'm breaking down boxes, and like you, Doug, I will be returning more than half of this stuff.
And are you when you go, like, can you use the automated kiosk? Are you killing that on that thing?
I've never done the Whole Foods thing. So they have kiosks,
yeah,
at Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Like, I do a lot of Kohl's ones.
You put it in a plastic bag, you scan the barcode.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I'm mostly at UPS or at Kohl's.
Gotcha. All right, 248-539-9797. Tons of feedback coming in on a variety of topics. Hey, we just threw it out there. Yes or no? Would you trade Max Clark for Emmanuel Clase, the closer for the Cleveland Guardians? And look, the whole interdivision thing, we know. It's strange, but I mean, you heard in that update right there, Jeff Passan was writing about Detroit trading for two in-division bullpen arms. So, you know, it can happen. Bill is on a sell and on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Doug. This involves Royal Plate Rush and Belfast.
Okay.
Today, if I'm not mistaken, is Marching Day Eve in Northern Ireland. And how they celebrate it, we discovered by walking onto the Port Rush Golf Course, where the Open Championship is, and seeing this huge plume of smoke. So, like, you know, Michiganders, we went chasing the fire. And we get down to this park, and they got this enormous bonfire. This is Royal Plate Rush now. Enormous bonfire with people sitting in Lazy Boy chairs and cases of beer watching this fire. And they're celebrating Marching Day Eve. So 2 days later, we go to Belfast, and our bed and breakfast was right next to this park where we saw all the smoldering ashes. Turned out it was the Belfast Marching Day fire, which kicked off enough ashes and sparks that it set three apartment buildings on fire.
Well, that's a problem. What is Marching Day?
It's a celebration of somebody coming and conquering Ireland, somebody coming from like Holland to the north, like William the Conqueror, something like that. That escapes me as to just who it was, but I think I may be close. But it's certainly a celebration of the Protestant side of Ireland and okay. The people that wear orange. And then on Marching Day, they have parades and dinners and banquets and everything. It's almost like the 4th of July over there.
So Royal Port Rush, as he mentioned, that's where the British Open is this year. And what was that place like?
It's actually it's a nice course. It, you know, it's not like St. Andrews. I've been to St. Andrews, but it's actually they run the tournament on two courses. They've got two courses there that similar to like Detroit Golf Club, where they maybe use a hole or two on one or the other. But it's a nice golf course and it's tough. And the one hole, the one my grandson got up on the green and looked out, is right on the ocean. I think it's the fifth green, but I could be wrong.
Nice.
It looked really pretty, and it was all part of anniversary trip to England. But things changed in the Karsh household.
Ireland.
Well, it was going to be to England. Gotcha. And then we found out that the British Open this year was in Ireland. And I, you know, curses. But we were going ahead with plans anyway, and then things change in the Karsh household. We've tried to cancel. I've successfully canceled almost everything except this one rental place.
You may or may not have.
I don't know. I think I did. I got a response. I told you about the email I sent.
Well, maybe you should just call them at the top of the morning.
Maybe I will. We shall see. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Nathan and Macomb. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Nathan?
Hey guys, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Tigers trading for a reliever. I think they'd be dumb to trade for Class A, especially with Max Clark. We saw that he can't perform in the playoffs. I think it'd just be foolish for them to trade interdivision. I'd like to see them go get Bednar from the Pirates. I think he's really solid and he's a piece that can help us instead of going to Canely or Vest in the ninth and give those guys a little bit of a break.
Well, the one thing about, Bednar could be part, let me just start with this. I do not think that A.J. Hinch would trade for somebody and say, we're going to you in the ninth, because that's not really the way he operates. I think he'd be part of the equation for them in the ninth or part of the equation for them at the back end. But, Clase got knocked around last year. A couple of years ago, he was exceptional in the postseason. So I don't know if it's safe to say that he can't perform in the postseason, but he did not.
I don't think Bednar's even played in the postseason.
Okay, well, he's unproven.
I kind of agree with that. I mean, I think Class A is definitely one of those elite level guys, but I think we'd be stupid to trade Max Clark for him. We saw how he performed in High A and now in Double A, and I just think it'd be dumb to give him up.
Maybe a bit early to say he's now performing in Double A as he played three games.
I think he's played in two. I don't know if he was in the lineup the last game. But Clase is wildly talented. I'm just leery because if Cleveland's entertaining thoughts of moving him, why?
Well, is that any different than Bednar?
But Bednar is only on a contract through next year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is the rest of this year and next year. I look, if it's sort of a to me, that's like a cop out by you, to be honest. Oh, there must be something wrong with him. Why are they trading him?
It's a cop out?
Yeah, I think it's a cop out.
You think it's a cop out?
I think you're copping out.
Okay.
I think you're trying not to answer the question. I think it's a tough question for you to answer, and so instead of answering it, you're saying...
So by saying I wouldn't trade Max Clark for Emmanuel Clase, that's...
No, the cop-out is, why is Cleveland trading him? There must be something wrong. I think that's the cop-out part. I think you're copying. I think, quite frankly, you're wussing out on the question. Personally, you're fine. Professionally, I'm disappointed.
Are you disappointed in yourself for not thinking of that first? Like, you're right, Cleveland is a really good organization. Why would they look to move him?
No. Max Clark, by the way, has 11 at-bats at Double-A, 2 hits.
One home run.
Was it a grand slam? No, it wasn't. All right, Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Twin Peaks has another action-packed weekend for you, and it starts tonight. Katie Taylor looks for the three-peat against Amanda Serrano as they step into the ring to face each other. The hits keep coming Saturday with the main event featuring Edgar Berlanga squaring off against Hamza Shiraz and Shakur Stevenson going toe-to-toe with William Zapata Segura.
Sounds good.
Do you think I got any of those right? Get to your favorite lodge early to grab your front row seat for all the jabs, uppercuts, all the Segura you can take. What makes the fight nights even better at Twin Peaks? How about the 29-degree draft beer in a mug that's only been used once that day that's been freezing for 6 hours? Perfect with this month's Beer of the Month, Blue Moon. Pair it with a wide variety of value shots like Screwball, Jack Apple, or Howlerhead, priced right at $3.99. Don't get me started on the food. They have scratch-made favorites that'll be all over. All these scratch-made favorites that you crave. Mom's Pot Roast, Sweet and Smoky House Smoked Ribs, and the best part's all served up by the beautiful and hospitable Twin Peaks girls. Come check them out. Fight nights hit harder at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Man up and answer the question. Would you move Max Clark for Emmanuel Clase? Gator won't. Maybe you will. 248-539-9797. Wow. I'm just messing with you, man.
So what's interesting with Clase is I just looked at did a quick look at his game log. His last 27 innings pitch, he's only given up 4 earned runs.
Yep.
In those 27 innings. That's awfully good. He had a rough month of April where he gave up a bunch of runs. Outside of that, he's been really, really good. I'm not against Class A,
mm-hmm.
per se, but I do think giving up Max Clark for him is too much.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a hypothetical. I think that you talk about a price that you would need to pay to get it done. That would be one of them. The idea of having it back into the bullpen with that guy and others is very, very attractive. But look, you know, they can probably get somebody really good for less of a price, right?
Yeah, and Bednar is awfully good as well. Yeah, love to have either one of these guys. It's just what I don't think you're typically trading a, you know, bullpen arm and getting a top 10 prospect in baseball.
Just something we threw out there. I will tell you this. I do agree that there is probably a more of a commitment to keeping Max Clark and seeing him develop in their system. Then I think they're pretty committed to keeping him. I don't know if anybody's untouchable, but I think I would be a little bit surprised if Harris moved on from him. 248-539-9797. Jim in Livonia. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, Doug, and I hope you fellas are having a nice day today.
Oh, thank you.
You were asking earlier about Belfast and the so-called marching day and so forth.
Yes.
Actually, what that is, July the 12th is Orangeman's Day in Northern Ireland. And that is the anniversary of the Battle of the Boyne, at which William of Orange defeated the Catholic troops of James II, and the Protestant troops of William the Orange, having won, that divided Ireland into Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, and Northern Ireland became part of the British Empire. I hope
told you.
Actually, if I was to draw a comparison, Orangeman's Day in Belfast would be like St. Paddy's Day in Dublin.
Okay. All right. So everybody gets hammered.
And they do have a big march where they march through the streets of Belfast.
So what does that have to do with Marching Day?
Well, they march. There is a march that takes place.
But it's called...
So they march through the streets of Belfast, and they call it Marching Day, but it's actually the celebration of Orangeman's Day, which is really the name of the so-called holiday. It's a big holiday.
Come on,
Doug. I'm used to most... Thank you very much for the explanation, Jim. I'm used to most holidays having one name, but... Orangeman's Day and Marching Day, same thing, apparently.
Well, I'm used to calling the British Open, or the French Open, the French Open. Whatever reason, these people want us to call it something else.
Yeah, Gator's not happy about that. Pretentiousness at its finest.
So I'm going to call it Orangeman's Day.
All right, so feedback. You're going to call what's going
call
on in the Port Rush?
If I had the pleasure of going to Ireland, I would just enjoy it.
Dude.
I'd like to see Ireland one of these days.
It was a thought, and unfortunately... not happening.
I'll tell you what. If I win the lottery,
okay,
I'll be happy to take you and your wife to Ireland.
Oh, that'd be fun. The three of us?
Yeah. Well, maybe some more people involved.
Okay, yeah.
We'll go and enjoy.
We'll go to Ireland?
Ireland, maybe Scotland.
How about, would you take us to the Open?
The what?
I'm not going to mess with this in case you win the lottery. Would you take us to the British Open?
Sure.
Okay.
Man, if Gator wins the lottery, Doug, you are in for a huge windfall.
Yeah, kids' college paid and a trip to Ireland.
Yeah, there's no telling what else, man. You owe Gator.
I do.
It probably does.
I do. This completely hollow gesture that he's made.
It's not hollow until when it comes true.
Yeah, you owe him.
Yeah. King, where would you like to go? Where do you want to go? I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, he's extraordinarily generous with his lot of winnings.
So generous.
It's got to be somewhere I kind of want to go, though. So
you're too kind, Gator. Too kind.
Yeah.
This guy. I mean, what a guy.
Want to go to Hawaii?
Sure. Any island I want.
Yeah. You and the wife want to go? You want to go? We'll spend like 2 weeks in Maui. Does that sound good?
You're just too generous, man. With these fake winnings, just don't go. I don't want you to go broke.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. What's the point of winning the money if I can't spend it and enjoy it with my friends?
That's right.
That's true.
What's the point?
Yep.
You're welcome.
We owe you.
It's no, you don't owe me anything yet. It's my pleasure.
Feedback coming to the Carson Anderson inbox. Doug, I had a beer slush at an all-inclusive resort. It's called an iceberg. They mixed it with lime margarita mix. It was really refreshing by the pool. That's from Dave in a work truck.
That's an interesting thought.
It really is. And I'm thinking about it right now.
I'm totally thinking about it now. Some sort of limeade, ice, and
beer.
But the tough thing is, if you blend it, you're going to,
I don't know,
it's carbonated. So
I don't know.
How do you get that to happen? I guess what you would do, maybe I'm wrong on this, is you would blend up the ice first, the ice and the margarita mix first, right?
Yep.
Just a little bit of the lime because you don't want it to overpower it. And then you'd pour the beer on top of it.
Maybe.
And leave it in the freezer for a little bit so it doesn't automatically melt the ice. The beer doesn't automatically melt the ice.
More feedback here to the Carson Anderson inbox. Boone's in Traverse City, half frozen margarita, half Mexican beer. It's phenomenal. That's from Eric in Traverse City.
Okay.
Not a convenience store, but a Slurpee suggestion. An apple orchard by me makes apple cider slushies. Add a shot of cinnamon whiskey to that and buckle up.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to tell me twice.
No.
All right, people are still sending in. Today is 7-Eleven, so people are sending in their convenience store purchases, their go-to convenience store purchases, and Gator is rating them, on a scale of 1 to 12. JN in Ann Arbor says a coffee and a $2 scratch-off is his go-to convenience store purchase.
Look, if people are coffee drinkers, that's what they do. They go in there and get the coffee. So, yeah, go 10 out of 12 for you, and the scratch-off, I've never been a scratch-off fan. Going 6 out of 12.
6 out of 12?
Yeah.
A Coke Slurpee and a bag of Gardettos. That's like the Chex Mix thing.
Okay.
Isn't it? Like pretzels and
right.
The round.
Yeah, yeah.
Rye, whatever the hell those things are.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What's the first part of that?
Coke Slurpee.
Coke Slurpee. Coke Slurpee is that's a solid 10 out of 12 right there. I think you got to go with the cherry, but if you want to go cherry and Coke, now you got something going. So overall, I'm going to go with, I'll leave it at 10 out of 12.
10 out of 12. Polish sausage hot dog with liquid nacho cheese on top from the Meyer gas station. That's from Wade in Swartz Creek.
It sounds sketch-mageth, and yet I'd still try it. 9 out of 12.
Okay. The Werner's Slurpee, a big bag of peanut butter M&Ms, or the teriyaki beef jerky. That's from Joe in Westland.
A lot happening there. 10 out of 12.
Yep. Okay. Gator needs to get off his ass and win the lotto before all your kids graduate.
I'll feel bad if I win the lottery after your kids have graduated, and then it feels like it's an empty gesture, and I'm just taking you.
Then it will be an empty gesture.
Because then I'm just taking you to the Open. The British Open at that point. That's what I'm doing. Hey, listen. Sorry I didn't win this on time for you. Here's a check, and we're going to the British Open. How's that?
It's hysterical.
The British Open, or would you rather Ryder Cup?
Ryder Cup.
Okay.
That's Ryder Cup in Europe is a bucket list item for me. Here's a problem. Ryder Cup is always on a weekend in September.
Well, you'll have to make up your mind what's more important.
What's more important to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
getting the free trip to the Ryder Cup when I win the lottery or, you know, working some college football game.
Yeah. Michigan and Oklahoma.
Doug, you got to tell your kid, the last one, to keep delaying college because it's going to get paid for.
It's going to get paid for eventually. Gator, yeah. All we need when Gator hits the Mega Millions.
Yes. Yep. Or Powerball.
Or Powerball. I don't know. No. Depends which one's higher. I keep the dream alive. I'm sorry. I keep the dream alive.
He definitely does that, people.
And my dream becomes your dream.
Yes. I always hope for it.
And Kang, your dream too.
Well, my kids are young, so I got some time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time for this step.
248.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
853-997-97, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So, something interesting is going on, good and bad, but Bob Nightingale, a baseball reporter for USA Today, has tweeted out that Carlos Rodon replaces Yankee teammate Max Fried on the All-Star roster, ending any suspense as to who manager Aaron Boone will select as his AL starting pitcher for the All-Star game. Congratulations to Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers, who richly deserves the honor. So I'm like, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I had a suspicion that AJ Hinch was preparing people for Max Fried to start the All-Star game when he did the interview earlier this week. Apparently I was wrong. But this all comes on a day where virtually everybody that covers the Tigers is reporting that Casey Mize is going to get added to the All-Star roster. Is this, does Rodon take the spot that everybody thought was going to go to Casey Mize? I think the first to report, a lot of people are citing Emily Walden, who covers the Tigers, mostly the minor league system for Tigers ML Report, but she's a baseball writer for Baseball America, which does a lot of minor league stuff. 14 hours ago, she tweeted out, source, Casey Mize is being added to All-Star, AL All-Star roster. Not a lot of people followed up on this. You go to the beat writers, and like Chris McCoskey wrote, Tigers Casey Mize expected to be named to American League All-Star team. Is it possible that Casey Mize is not going to get added to the All-Star team and that Rodon is taking the place of...
Freed,
yeah.
I don't know. I've been looking to see if there's any more reporting on this. I hope that's not the case.
You hope that he didn't?
Yeah, I hope Mize has been added and that Rodon is just replacing Freed and that Mize is there for some other reason. And then Scooble starts. That'd be awesome all the way around.
Yep.
And then the Tigers had literally four starters in the All-Star game if Scooble gets the starting nod.
Official count on Major League Baseball. Casey Mize has been, this is 1 minute ago. Casey Mize has been added to the American League All-Star team. He replaces Garrett Crochet on the AL active roster. Okay.
There it is.
He made it.
Official. Now it's official.
So, with Max Fried out, that opens a door for Casey Mize to start the All-Star game. Oh, wait, no. Scooble will start the All-Star game. My apologies. So, that's six Tigers. And I believe that's the most in Major League Baseball. Don't the Dodgers have five?
I think I think before McKinstry was announced, it was, yeah, the Tigers were, along with like Seattle, had four or something like that. And that the Dodgers thought had five.
So, what's interesting about this is that the way we talk about this team is how they don't have stars. They've got Scooble and they've got Riley Green, but they don't have stars. Or do they? I mean, like all these players, does the public perception of all these players get a bump?
This is what happens when you have the best record in baseball. And because people look at it and say, well, the best team in baseball right now, who on this team is deserving? And clearly, Riley Green is, and everybody knows about Scooble. But the fans voted in, with, as you know, Doug, phase one.
Mm-hmm.
It led to phase two, and phase two led to getting three guys.
So led to the breakdown.
Yeah. Led to more confusion. But these guys, fans voted in. When they get voted in on phase two,
mm-hmm.
everybody, you're just choosing between one of two guys. And the fans spoke up and said, yep, Riley Green, absolutely. Javi Baez, absolutely. And Gleyber Torres, absolutely. They have all-stars, but superstars is different than all-stars.
Yeah.
Without a question, Tarek Skubal is a superstar. Riley Green is knocking on that door to be welcomed in to the party of superstars in Major League Baseball. I don't think he's there yet. I think he has to continue on this season that he's having. And if it ends up being, hey, Riley Green finishes here with 36 home runs, 110 RBIs with an 860 OPS, then you might want to say he's borderline superstar at that point. And then we'll see what he does next year. But he's absolutely in that discussion. In that next tier of players, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I don't think they have a superstar yet. Other people have to add to that resume. It's not easy to get them.
No.
You know, it's like using the term elite. You have to be really careful about what you refer to.
I'm just not sure that I'm going to look at any of these guys as like superstars. Who could be a star? Like, I got to tell you, the guy that I think could be a superstar isn't at the All-Star game. It's Cole Keith.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the players that are sending to the All-Star game, Baez sometimes looks like a star player, and in his career has looked like a star mm-hmm. player. Hell, he's probably at one point was thought of as a bit of a superstar. Could Casey Mize become an absolute star? I guess he could.
Well, he was also the first overall pick in a draft, and I think that automatically gets notification from people like, oh, well, keeping it, finally he's shaping in and shaping up to what we thought he was going to be. Well, do it more than 1 year and you can get in that discussion. But I think he's got that recognition right away because of being the first overall pick, which brings you to Spencer Torkelson. Tork's not going to hit for average enough to be considered a superstar.
Right.
He's got ridiculous power, but I think that that batting average is always going to hold him back from that spot. But Colt Keith is a guy, keep an eye on. He's still so young. He's just now starting to hit the ball with more consistency and power. But this is just year two of his career. And I mean, year one, he hit 260 as a rookie. Year two, and now he's up to 270, 271 here with an 800 OPS, and it's climbing. Good. Good to see.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know.
I mean, I guess, and this is not particularly important because they are what they are and they'll be what they're going to be. This is one of the steps to being thought of as a team that you have star power. And it's just getting guys that name recognition. And it feels like we've thought of them as a scrappy underdog little engine that could, but maybe we need to start thinking of them differently. I guess we don't need to do anything, but maybe people will start thinking of them differently.
No, and I mean, how many times have we heard the last 10 years that the Tigers have a top 10 prospect?
In the game?
Yeah. I don't know if Riley Green was ever thought as a top 10.
Job's not even
there. Right, and he's hurt right now. Was Torkelson thought of as a top 10 prospect in the game? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't think he was. I don't think Chase Young ever got up that high.
Yeah.
So right now, they've got Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark knocking on that door for top 10 prospects. And both of those guys are at Double A. So
yeah, I mean, part of being it's hard to become a superstar because that's a label, but it's harder to get that label when you come out of nowhere. You can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know why.
Derek Skubal.
I don't know why. The name Mike Piazza popped into my mind. Wasn't he like a 31st round draft pick turned into a superstar? I don't know why that name popped into my head, but that's the first one that did. There's probably way more relevant and current examples. Thanks, old guy. But the Tigers, if Tork does become a superstar, he will be in Mize for their 1-1 label. They'll get boosted. Like that, that helps. Max Clark, if he becomes a superstar, people will have expected it because he quickly ascended into one of the best prospects in the game.
But looking at the Tigers division, like how many guys are actual legitimate superstars within the division? If you say Skubal for the Tigers and that's the only one, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland's got Jose Ramirez.
Yep.
Kansas City has Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
But they have potential with some other players. Minnesota, if Byron Buxton can stay healthy for a season, he is.
I thought Carlos Correa was for a while there.
But not with Minnesota.
Minnesota, no.
And Chicago, Chicago. So there aren't many. That's when you look at superstars in the game. And that you're looking at five teams in a division, you can name three guys.
I don't know if this matters to the players in terms of their on-field performance. Getting named to the All-Star game, does that give them a swagger? Does that make them feel more badass?
I would hope so.
Is it something that feeds upon itself and you play better?
I hope it gives you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly should for the guys that got voted in, absolutely. And the guys that get named to it later, you're named to it later because you've had a hell of a first half of the season, not the popularity contest.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us at this hour, breaking news from the All-Star game roster, Max Fried is out. Carlos Rodon is replacing him. And that opens up the door for our guy, Tarek Skubal, to be the starter for the All-Star game. And then also at this hour, it is now official. Garrett Crochet is being replaced on the American League roster by Casey Mize of the Detroit Tigers. So that is six All-Star for the Tigers. And, you know, you got now who becomes the little engine that could? Is it the Dodgers? Is it the Dodgers? They don't have the star power that Detroit does now, huh? Okay, I'm getting a little carried away. It is Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. 97.1 The Ticket. Protect your home from unexpected water damage with leak detection services from CGC Home Services. They can help identify and prevent flooded basements and other water-related issues. CGC also offers Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. Beyond leak detection, CGC also specializes in water softeners and drinking water systems, providing total water care for your home. Choose CGC Home Services and Kinetico for peace of mind. Learn more about their services and special offers at 855-339-4242.
That's great news for Tiger fans. Casey Mize has now been officially added to the American League All-Star team, replacing Garrett Crochet. A lot of chatter about that this morning kind of broke around, I guess, 9:30 this morning. But Emily Walden, you said, had it last night?
Yeah, it was last night. And you know, this morning, the more people started tweeting about it, Walden said, it, you know, cited a source. And, you know, she was on top of it.
Good for her. Got it right. And yep. Now Casey Mize is officially an All-Star. And looks like Max Fried is not going to pitch in the game from the Yankees and was likely thought of as being the starter in the game. Does that mean that Tarek Skubal now will be named the starting pitcher for the All-Star game?
I think it's quite probable at this point. Tigers taking on the Mariners tonight, which, by the way, means my nephew's here. And he is not going to pitch in this series, not in the billing. Gator started looking around. So he's not going to pitch this weekend, unfortunately. Kid from Saline, played at Pitt and Penn State in his college career, got drafted by the Mariners organization, and has quickly made it to the bigs, which is really cool.
Awesome.
The Mariners have tapped into something with him, and it really gives you, I mean, here's something that's safe to say, and I don't think this is an insult, and I think he'd probably agree. He's better in the pros than he was in college. It's a wild story.
Yeah. Well, it's when you get major league instruction.
they were really into spin rate, and I guess his spin rate's off the charts. And I can see it.
When you can focus solely on baseball and not mm-hmm. have to worry about Econ 201.
Yeah. Right.
You know, playing school or whatever the thing is. Yeah, that's a hell of a run for him. And it's great. Love watching the journey.
It's really, really cool. And he's humble and fun to talk to and is living the dream. So he's here with the Mariners, but won't pitch against Detroit. I'm sure he would have been thrilled to, but they're loaded with starting pitchers, and he's kind of the sixth guy. He's their Cater Montero a little bit, bouncing up and down and spot starter, but whatever, man. I told him, one of my pieces of advice for him, remember this, your worst day at work is better than all of the rest of us' best day at work.
Yeah. You got to pitch in Yankee Stadium. Yep. That's not bad.
Pretty darn cool, and he's doing great. So, anyway, Tigers, look, this weekend series with Seattle, it's funny, because of this format, when you are a contending team, I always love measuring our team, the Tigers, against other contending teams. Well, they just played Tampa, right? And took 2 out of 3 from Tampa. The Seattle team is one game out of the playoffs. So there's so many measuring stick games with contending teams that are battling for the postseason. And the Tigers have done extraordinarily well in these kinds of series. After getting swept in the season opener against the Dodgers, they won a series against Seattle. They won a series against the Yankees. They won a series against a team that's now contending. They took 3 of 4 from Kansas City. They won a series against San Diego. They lost a series to Houston. They won a series against Boston. They won a series against Toronto. I mean, this is the who's who of Major League Baseball. They swept San Francisco. they took 2 of 3 from the Cubs. Like, they are consistently winning series against contending teams, which is credibility. All the All-Stars is credibility. I think Detroit is growing less and less uncomfortable and more certain in the fact that this baseball team is really freaking good.
They are very good. They're good on all levels. I mean, the starting pitching has been great. The The bullpen has had their moments, but for the most part, when they get to the eighth inning, you feel pretty confident that the Canely and Vest will shut things down. The lineup can be a different guy every night that steps up. But you also have the consistency of guys like Riley Green and others, and McKinstry, and I mean, Javi Baez, the turnaround has been amazing.
So I saw something, Gator, and you put it on your show sheet that I absolutely love, and I bet everybody starts doing what the Dodgers are doing. The Dodgers have unveiled a Dodger Kobe Bryant bobblehead.
Yeah, did you see it?
It's so cool. And the idea that you take a player from another sport who's a fan, like Bryant would be seen at Dodger games wearing a Dodger jersey, and turn that into a bobblehead. The way that they've got the Kobe Bryant bobblehead is he is in a Lakers uniform, but with a bat in hand.
Yeah, in a batter stance, too, right?
Yep. It's kind of cool. Could you see Detroit teams doing this?
I mean, Kobe Bryant is obviously one of these iconic figures in all sports. And yet, Detroit has several of these types of players. Like, if you were to look, okay, got to be outside baseball. Yes, we know Al Kaline, Ty Cobb, got it, Miggy. But if you look outside of baseball, who else could do a baseball bobblehead like they've done with Kobe Bryant? I mean, could you see a Gordie Howe one?
I could see a Barry Sanders one.
Barry Sanders one, absolutely.
Kang,
Isaiah Thomas.
Be awesome. Kang, collectible-wise, a Kobe Bryant bobblehead put out by the Dodgers where he's in a Lakers uniform but swinging a bat. What would this do on the collectible world?
It would do very well. I couldn't give you an exact number, but the Dodgers are really good at this. I mean, they're lucky enough to have Ohtani, right? I don't know if you guys caught this recently. They did a One Piece. I don't know if you guys know what One Piece is. It's a trading card game. One Piece version. I don't know if it was a bobblehead or a Funko Pop necessarily that they give away, and the line started hours and hours before first pitch, before you could even get into the gates. They know what they're doing. So a Kobe Bryant one, he's one of the most beloved athletes, definitely in recent memory in the LA area, and he has global appeal as well, is going to do great. I mean, unfortunately, you throw in also his untimely death. I mean, that just adds to lore, And so this is going to do fantastic.
That game's going to sell out.
Oh, absolutely.
The Bryant bobblehead, we've given away to the first 40,000 ticketed fans at the Dodgers home matchup against the Toronto Blue Jays on August 8th, a.k.a. 8-8, doubling down on the number Bryant wore during the first half of his 20-year career.
Look, I don't want to do the marketing for the Tigers here. And yet, if they came out with, a group of non-baseball, and they did the bobblehead, each month for the next 4 months or whatever it is, or every couple weeks for the next 5 weeks, whatever. You come up with a lion. You already said Barry Sanders doing it would be great, right?
Yep.
Piston, I mentioned Isaiah Thomas. You get a Red Wing, it's Gordie Howe. What if you add, Tommy Hearns to the mix?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know?
Dude, that'd be great.
It would be really cool. And then it becomes a collector's item. You collect all four. The Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports that's not baseball related, but yet it's baseball related.
It's a really cool idea. And Kang, you said something that interested me. You said the Dodgers are really good at this. They're really good at marketing or really good at giveaways or
it's their giveaways. But like I said, they've been also blessed with some, they got stars on the Dodgers. I don't know if you guys know this at all or anything. Yeah. Some superstars, but they, for some reason, and I don't know if it's just the market or whatever, but like I said, they just did a One Piece thing. It's a very popular trading card game. They have the Ohtani bobbleheads are off the charts, like we mentioned. I don't know what it is, but they seem to always go viral with whatever they're giving away or doing over there.
That's cool. Very, very cool. 248-539-9797 if you want to get in on this. I mean, the bobblehead thing isn't losing steam. That's the other thing. I feel like it came around, and I don't know, with the first generation of bobbleheads, was that 60s, 70s?
Something like that. Yeah.
When we were growing up, it wasn't a thing.
No, not at all.
It was not a thing.
No, because nobody did. They were just generic with the team hat, with the cherub face on there, the head would bobble. That was it.
Did they even have those?
Well, back in the day, that's what it was.
Are you talking about in the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know when it was that somebody decided, hey, you know what? why don't we just do either a legend from our team or a current player on the team? And then it took off.
Yeah.
Right? And they had the bobblehead giveaways at the ballpark, which are great. The only downside to that is it's usually associated with a logo of, you know, one of the sponsors, right? And yep. It's like, okay, it's cool. It'd be a lot cooler if it didn't have that, you know, that Kmart logo in the bottom right-hand corner or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I wonder, that's what I said, when we talk about this with the Lakers or the Dodgers doing this with Kobe, I mean, if they did that without any sort of corporate logo to it, it would be a massive collector's item.
248-539-9797. Ken and Flint are on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ken.
Hi, guys. Hey, I think you find out who Jack White's favorite player is and have a Jack White bobblehead with him, like, loosely wearing that jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works.
Yep. You could do, yeah, you could do. Go ahead.
You could do the Lions with Eminem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could take local celebrities and have them playing baseball.
Well, I mean, Eminem is kind of the big Lions fan. Jack White is obviously the huge Tigers fan.
No, I like it. I like the idea.
So the Yankees just did a George Costanza. He was sleeping underneath his desk bobblehead.
No way.
Yes, and they're selling on eBay for over $200 a piece.
Wow.
That's secondary market. That's George Costanza.
Fictional character.
Yeah.
Fictional position.
So, Rico Beard has stepped into the studio. Hello, Rico.
So, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
What did I just walk into?
The Dodgers are coming out with a Kobe Bryant bobblehead, which is kind of a cool idea. It's him in his Lakers uniform, but he's holding a bat.
And
is he hitting left-handed?
He's hitting left-handed.
Yeah. So, it just, you know, we're talking about that's kind of a cool crossover thing, and Kang, being the host of Kang Collect, said that's going to do very well.
Oh, Kang, what if you got Devin Booker at a Lions game?
Ooh, Devin Booker, you can get him in anything. He wears all Michigan stuff.
Love it.
Except
Grand Rapids jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for a Pistons jersey.
He didn't want to be a Spartan, didn't want to be a Piston. So.
Hardly want to be a Piston when they just offered you a 2-year extension for $145 million.
Yeah, wouldn't always want to be a Spartan. You committed to Kentucky.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
You know what? We are going to take something that you guys did and expound upon it.
Okay.
Where you did the things you were sick of hearing from the Tigers.
About the Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, things. How about things you're just sick of hearing in sports?
Okay.
We're not going to discriminate.
All right. Well, you have a great show.
Doug, you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Scott, the request has come in. Who made the Tigers? Who made the All-Star team today?
Casey Mize.
And who is that? Say it again.
Casey Mize.
The Buck Martinez impression of...
You're right. I rarely get the opportunity to bust out of Buck Martinez and with Casey Mize making the All-Star game.
Who?
It's probably more about Casey Mize.
There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.